This is an ABC podcast.
Hi, Kaya Hanley here, and this is the Newcastle Hunter Catch-Up.
Is there some things you've come in to buy and you haven't been able to buy?
Now you can buy everywhere, everything, but looking for cheaper.
I think we're all done with living in unprecedented times, so we're doing something about it today at the checkout. Bring on a shopping challenge. On your marks, get set. Let's get into it. Before we do, though, you might remember last week, we told you about Daisy the goat, who was snatched from her home in Brankston.
We actually went up in the morning to say g'day to him and throw some hay to him, and we noticed she was gone.
Well, I have some good news. Daisy's back.
Yeah, we were alerted by the community, an anonymous tip-off, and of the goat's location, and we went around there and picked her up. A little bit dehydrated and a bit out of sorts. A few little lacerations around the neck, but nothing too major. Overall, pretty healthy still. Yeah, the other two goats are little stable mates. Pretty happy to see her. And you just see the change in her eye. As soon as she saw her two little mates, she was back home and happy. So it was good.
That's Trevor from the pet store where Daisy lives. We all had our fingers crossed for a safe return, and great to hear that she and her unborn babies are back home.
Hey, Kaya, what do you have for lunch today?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
I think I've got a challenge for you.
All right, let's go.
Because veggies are so expensive at the moment, I am challenging you to go to the shops and find everything you need to make a salad for under 10 bucks.
Are you coming with me?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in the supermarket. How long do I have?
5 minutes, I reckon.
5 minutes to make a salad in under $10. I'm gonna get one avocado. That's $1.30. Some cherry tomatoes. All right, $5 left. Standing in front of the mushrooms. Mushrooms are pricey. A cucumber. A capsicum. So I could put some baby spinach in there for $2. So if I add that, then I'm 20 cents over. I reckon that's job well done.
Good job. Success.
But the pressure isn't just like real at this supermarket. Let's head to Jesmond Fruit Bar.
I've been doing it for nearly over 20 years. I've never seen things like this in my life with prices, but you just got to learn how to manage it. The customers are saying if you want it, you'll buy it. If you don't want it, just leave it. You know, it's up to you. Make your personal choice.
That's George. So what is happening out the back of your local produce aisle? Here's Dominique, also from the Fruit Barn.
Yeah, it has been very high for a good few weeks now. Stock's been hard to get and the quality hasn't been fantastic, but it's slowly starting to come back. There is a bit of better quality starting to come through, and hopefully the next few weeks there'll be quantity, so prices will start to come down.
Did you ever expect this to happen?
Look, it has happened before, but not over so many items, you know what I mean? Like there's maybe one or two items before, but now we've got a fair few amount of items that are hard to get. And it's especially the leafy veggies with all the rain that's happened with the last few months. So yeah, the flow on now, obviously the growers couldn't pick and they couldn't plant, so it's just starting to come through now that, you know, it's a bit harder to get all the quantity of stuff. But this morning there was a little bit of reprieve. We could see a bit more stuff in the markets and the quality a lot better. Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, Larice, that's some good news to hear things are improving.
Yeah, it is.
Walking around here, stuff looked pretty full. Like there were signs saying there might be some issues.
I didn't see many bare shelves actually when we went today. Lately I have though, and it has been a bit of a struggle to find what you want.
I reckon people are just browsing a little bit more before they pop stuff in their trolley.
Not really, I'm just browsing around. I eat fresh all the time. I thought I'd come in here, if something spots my eye, I buy it. If it looks nice, you can understand why vegetables are there with the floods in Queensland, throughout New South Wales, and vegetables have to grow. Simple.
I honestly think it's just teaching us all to look at what's in season, what's available, like the good old days, according to my pa. But what do the experts think? Will fresh veggies be making a return to the shelves soon? Here's Dominique again.
From what I've been told, a lot of people have been buying frozen veggies. Obviously, the customers are now watching everything.
Do you think we're at the back end of it now?
Look, I think so. A lot of quality is a lot better. Just waiting for the quantity. I reckon maybe about 3 to 4 weeks, we should have everyone will be stocked up. And I think it'll actually crash.
Let's see the power of the crisper drawer at work. Can it hold in the freshness until then as we ration the leafy greens? In the meantime, perhaps you need to put a little more time aside for the shopping trip to do what this shopper is doing and just shop around.
They'll come in three times ground the price up. So expensive.
Is there some things you've come in to buy and you haven't been able to buy?
No, you can buy everywhere, everything, but looking for cheaper.
Finally today, some big news for those fighting brain cancer in the Hunter. Newcastle Knights legend and brain cancer survivor Mark Hughes and the University of Newcastle have announced a big splash of cash for brain cancer research. I'm talking $25 million.
Yeah, so we've got a building ready and it's going to come together really quick. And I just couldn't be more impressed or grateful for the Newcastle Uni and their team for what they're doing and how they're working. And, we've got big investments. They're investing with us, which shows confidence in each other. And we're really looking to accelerate everything coming out of there. But the main thing is that we have a really awesome, great team under the one roof. They can collaborate, share ideas. I'm from a team sport and I know the importance of, teamwork and striving together and pushing each other along. And that's what we want out of our research team.
Teamwork always makes the dream work. And this is so exciting to hear when it comes to cancer research. Now, Mark was first diagnosed with brain cancer in 2013. He's had numerous chemo and radiation and is on top of it for now.
Yeah, so I have scans every 4 months, but I'm going wonderfully well. I feel very blessed. I feel fit, grateful. And I think, I've got a job to do here and that's solve brain cancer. So I'll be sticking around to do that. And with the support of the community, that will happen one day.
That is so good to hear. And the work the Mark Hughes Foundation does in Newcastle to fight against the scourge of brain cancer, it is all really a community effort, a community that you are a part of.
My wife, Kira Lee, is just an absolute soldier. And the work she does in the background just inspires me. And I've got this small team here in Newcastle that just are amazing. We've got so many volunteers. It's just a team effort, and I just couldn't be any prouder and excited at what's ahead.
The Mark Hughes Foundation has their annual Beanies for Brain Cancer around this weekend. So if you see a beanie, grab one for a good cause. Your head will be warm and you'll be helping the future of this cancer research centre in the Hunter. Thanks for listening to another Newcastle Hunter Catch-Up. We'll be back for you again tomorrow. I'm Kaya Hanley. I'll see you then.